Ever call this goddamn high yellow ass nigga ever again. That's why he ain't got no real friends now.
Not high yellow.
I'm the last real nigga he know.
Damn, bro.
How you feel about that?
No, he just.
Are you not my real friend?
Mm-mm. No, you just lost the realest nigga you know.
Damn.
And I accepted you in your light skin ways, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, light skin ways is crazy.
Me and Cam having a live breakup right now? Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, just let you know, I won't have. How about that?
I won't have. Absolutely. Wait a minute. I won't have because you have. Got a whole goddamn, I want more than half.
I'm fine.
Because you just came out with a whole webtoon and everything. You got books and stuff like that. And you got some money.
Wait, today, y'all already know?
He got money.
You robbed
the
bank yesterday. You robbed the bank yesterday. So you want to either tell
him. Yo, let me hold something. Let me hold something.
You going to give me half?
No. No. Steve got it all. He's a rich man. Along with I Rob and Tequila J, wherever he at.
Here
you go.
This is not true.
Here you go.
Just rich folks.
I went to Cam's house and she had a blue car, and then I went the next day and it was a red car.
She was just on a fucking cruise, wasn't she? Wasn't Cam just on a cruise not too long ago? Yes, you were, bro. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Cam, I heard Danny been sitting up here selling, I heard Danny been sitting up here selling banned copy of books. You know, he got his connections.
Cam showed up Thanksgiving as the rich auntie. Did y'all see those pictures? Did y'all see the pictures of her showing up Thanksgiving as the rich auntie?
I told y'all I was just there to tear somebody's plate upside down in a trash can.
I'm about to ask Cam, how was the price for the booking of the hotel go down?
I haven't checked yet. I mean, I think once I actually get I was trying to see if y'all can go halfsies as investors, you know, and buy a whole hotel and buy a dream time come.
Bro, you could just buy like a fucking whole thing. You have the money to buy an entire hotel.
What about your OnlyCams?
You be on Twitch, right? She be showing the goods. She be showing the goods on Twitch. On Twitch.
I said I ain't have to do that no more because half my pod is rich.
I don't gotta half do that no more. I don't gotta strip no more.
I don't gotta I do that no more.
Jocelyn Hernandez. Never going back to the poll, Stevie.
Jocelyn Hernandez is a 13th reason why by herself. She's a 13th reason because ain't no way she really got up in that booth and got the rapping like she was sweating like that in somebody's motherfucking closet. And then the Puerto Rican princess, relax, ma'am, relax.
The
Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Reality TV is trash, bro. I need my people released from the shackles of the reality Club? TV. All of that shit, bro. All of that shit. Love and hip hop,
like
basketball wise,
it's baddies. It's like baddies east and west and stuff right now. That's just like
it's
got folks in the chokehold.
Niggerish. I need my people released from those.
It's niggerish.
It's niggerish, man.
Niggerish.
I enjoy me a little niggerish activity.
In the good words of Bo, it's niggerish.
Bo rich too. He owns a small country.
Hell yeah.
And
Bo owns a small country.
He owns a small country.
Bo, I ain't rich.
You got like Prince five PS5s, bro.
Bro's not rich. Like bro's rich.
PS5s, Bo.
Damn, Bo, let me hold something, bro.
The boy got his own money.
Damn. So basically, everybody else rich, and here I am just praying I don't pay
Man, Iggy Azalea made $48 million last year. You made at least two.
$2?
Negative
$2.
Right? Yeah. Like negative $2.
Let's talk current events. The Nami died. Spoiler alert for anybody.
Wait, bro. Everybody
wait,
going,
what?
Uh-uh, 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 uh-uh.
Spoiler Steve is back on almost a
year. It's been out.
Yeah, I didn't. What did you just say?
It happened a couple of years ago. And then on top of that, the episode dropped. So let's talk about
who in the manga.
They didn't give a spoiler. Like everybody.
Well, who in the manga? What are you talking about?
The fucking episode.
Jason. Oh shit! You mean half off?
Turn the nigga into Harvey Dick.
Oh, he called Monomy half off. That is crazy.
I'm gonna be real. I feel like his death was anticlimactic. In the anime, I feel like
someone cosplayed him.
You already knew about it though, Cam.
I know, and I was expecting.
Oh, it'd be anticlimactic to you because you already knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, but it was like you got it from here, and then poof, there you go, just on the ground in half. Nah, bro. And people, I was like, I like how they. my man was just trying to make it because boy was over here imagining himself at the beach relaxing, just on his last half of a leg.
Folks were on the timeline crying. They were grieving over this man. They were going through it, bro. Like, I was like, oh shit, it's there. It's at that point now. So, whew, yeah.
Oh, they're doing Shibuya, aren't they?
Yeah.
And like I said, it's crazy because all this shit happens in one night.
This whole arc is just one night.
Just
like, could you imagine?
Just a couple of days, everybody like, was lusting. He was pulling hair. Now,
that was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Unless he's a ghost.
No.
Like they said, if like the Avengers came and like fucked up the town just to lose. That's how I feel about your art. Like they done destroyed half the city. Niggas done got stuck on trains. They floating in the air just for this nigga to still be locked up. Just for Gojo to still be locked up. Be for real.
Yeah, they got.
So
that
y'all
nigga
tore it up
quick.
Just to get tore up.
Because if they hadn't have done that, this shit, all of this shit, it would have been over in like 5 seconds tops.
Yeah.
Facts.
Gojo is not one to be messed with. Yeah, he's not one to be messed with at all, bro. He is That shit was really sad though. Like even like in the manga when I was reading it, I was like, not Nanami, man. Of all people, like he just wanted to just do his job and then just go home, bro. You know what I mean? So it was really, really sad to see him go this week, bro.
That's it. That's all he wanted.
He's going on the glory.
Who the fuck muted me?
You muted yourself.
No one muted you.
Oh, I don't know, but yeah.
No, nobody muted you.
JJK is about to go crazy now, though. Like I can't wait to see I know what's going to happen, but I can't wait to see it. Like. In action, like I can't wait to see. Oh man, it's just
And Sukuna fucked some shit up so quickly.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's gonna get real, bro. JJK is so good.
I am so
and
happy.
They brought out Mahoraga. They brought him out for a quick second and was fucking some shit up.
Fuck Mahoraga. If you read the manga, you know.
Yeah.
Bro. Fuck Mahoraga.
What do you got to say? Fuck me.
He was like, all I'm doing is all I'm doing is adapting to niggas fighting.
Bro, Gay will pay for their crime. That's all I'm going to say.
But you know, Gay has already said that he actually hates Gojo. So shit that be happening to Gojo.
Well, it's not even with Gojo.
Oh, he wouldn't get beat.
Mahoraga is, bro, that. I'm not going to say anything. Rob J, relax. But Gege will pay for their crimes. But I'm excited to see this. They won't. But yeah, I'm excited to like see this. And yeah. So how was everybody's Thanksgiving? You know, we had Thanksgiving this past week.
Last week. Mm-hmm.
How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Was the food good? Was the vibes good with the family?
Nobody made gumbo. At least nobody I know of.
Nobody made gumbo. Okay.
I want a gumbo. Yeah.
Talk to us, Cam. Say, you know, my uncle make a gumbo every year. And you never
well, what does that do for me? What does that do for me now?
You don't make it on Thanksgiving. I'm saying he'll make it for Christmas more than likely. I was gonna say you come through. He definitely make it on New Year's, but you know, for your birthday, you always want to throw a party instead of just spending time with regular people.
Oh, that's a shot.
I told you lost the realest nigga you know today.
Thanks, y'all. How was y'all's Thanksgiving?
All right, so first off, I smoked a turkey and that shit turned out.
It's nice. You said what?
I smoked a turkey and it turned out it was very delicious. I liked it. My Keith Lee review was posted on my story about how the consistency was good.
My Keith Lee really review.
I had one of these.
It was nice and juicy.
God is amazing.
Consistency is good. Amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. It was really good. Made strawberry cheesecake bites. Them shits ended up being fire. I actually, cut open strawberries, gutted them, put the cheesecake inside of the strawberries, and made real cheesecake bites that way. Them shits was fire. I made yams, and then I just poured them on top of the macaroni and cheese when I got home. That was fire.
Yes, sir.
You go ahead.
No, I was about to say we played the last word, and that was it.
Okay.
For me, let's see. So I don't know if everyone knows I officially have a girlfriend. So
hey.
So,
Send her out on Bo.
So we went.
Look at that smile. Look at that's what girl.
He said, "Look at this smile.
Get it, shorty. Get it, shorty.
Girlfriend glow. Love to see it.
He can't stop smiling.
Look at him.
Talk. Let it out.
Shut up. Anyway, I went to a Thanksgiving dinner with our family's Thanksgiving dinner. For people who live in Texas, it was in Karen, Texas.
It was where?
Karen, Texas.
Karen, Texas. Karen? I've driven there before because I remember doing a lift one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Where is that? Texas. It's some places in Texas I still haven't been to, even being a native Texan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Karen, Texas was like, I think it's to the west side, going towards the west. But yeah, drove there, took like an hour and 25 minutes. Got there. So the thing is that I guess she wasn't really expecting me to show up. So when I showed up, she got a little hot.
Hey,
she got a little hot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, let's go. Yo, hold on. Bro, you got to turn the lights on. Turn them down low and be like,
brother.
Yeah, they got hot. It's going to turn into a whole different podcast real quick.
Please explain.
It's just that I guess she was flustered when I showed up because I guess she didn't know fully I was showing up there. So.
Who's the 7-foot chocolate man walking through the door?
7-foot chocolate.
That's technically what she was thinking about. Because she didn't think I was going to drive up there. Okay. It was an hour and 45 minutes to drive up there. Me, I would have said nah. But I decided to dedicate myself to like at least go at least once or just to like say that, you know. Hey, okay.
All right, listeners, don't bust that nut. Oh, Rob. Rob, your turn.
No, I'm not done.
I thought he was done. That's why.
No, he's not done.
I understand, ladies.
Lock in with us.
Understand, ladies. They'll do for who they want to and when they want to. And if he don't do it the first time, move around.
Boom.
No, if he is a bust about it.
How was the food? I gotta know. Does hurt like? Her family, do they throw down in the kitchen? Was it fire? Like,
oh, the food was great.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. They had
is she Nigerian too or no?
yes, she's probably Nigerian. So she, I mean, yes, she's Nigerian.
Okay. Okay.
American Nigerian, if you just say so.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the food was great. I had Mississippi mud pie cake for the first time. That she was smashing.
Okay.
Let's see. They had dressing, spaghetti. What else they got there? They got ham. They got this smoked turkey that tasted so great. Me, I'm not a turkey person because, you know, it's like it's usually dry. So I'm like, I ain't trying to have turkey, dry ass turkey every time. Facts. But this turkey was like savory and juicy. And then I didn't probably feel the dryness in it. So I'm like, man. And the good thing is that she bought me the same turkey for me and mom to eat. So I was grateful for her to do that. So, but yeah. I took some of my mom's fried rice she cooked. I took it over there. She liked it. Everyone else liked it.
Okay.
What else? So, but yeah, it was great. I was a little nervous because, you know, meeting someone's whole family for the first time could be nerve-wracking. But then again, I was like thinking that maybe I was trying not to think of a typical Thanksgiving family that just watches football game during Thanksgiving. Okay. But that's technically what happened. So I was kind of like less nervous about that. So, nice. So yeah, Cowboys won. They beat was it the Warriors or
Who did the Cowboys? I forgot. They beat somebody. I don't remember. Yeah.
Washington, it was somebody. Washington. The thing is Washington. They beat Washington.
The Commanders. The Commanders. They did play Washington. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's dope, bro. That's dope. Like you got to like spend time with her and her family. That's dope. And you got to eat some good ass food. Can't ask for anything better.
Yeah, and it's funny. As we were staying over there, people took videos and shot of us. Like I didn't know. Like people were just being ninjas. Like saying, like, "Oh, look at you two. Oh, okay, you think the man over here. Oh, okay."
I'm dead.
I see you, girl.
I see.
That's what's up, bro.
Oh, yeah,
that listen, Bo got the I see you.
You know what I'm saying? Bo out here, bro.
I see you. Look at this nigga.
Listen, it's like a superficial thing, but it's like a small tragedy takes place inside of you if you don't hear somebody be like, I see you, girl, or I see you, nephew, from one of their families. So now you just got to sit there like I don't even know why I'm here. I just came here so I wouldn't get fined.
Funny.
Like, can you imagine minding yours and ain't nobody even acknowledged and said, hey, I see nothing. You. Listen, Tommy, you a good looking one. Thank you. And they just nothing, player.
Confidence
nothing.
Boost for sure. Oh, and you hear that?
Oh, like, you finally got you some.
Wait a minute. Don't let this single man show up and talk to you like that.
He's also not single. I saw his story. Hydro also has a young woman in his life. Let's talk about it.
Hydro, welcome back. How are you?
Let's
talk
about
it. Hey. Decisions were made.
Exactly.
Well.
Love is in the air.
I can relate.
I can relate.
Hey, Cam, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't assume my marital status or whatever the fuck. My relationship status.
My marital status.
Interesting.
She in a relationship with me and I'm single.
Do tell us more.
Toxic shit gotta go. It is almost Christmas season.
Nah.
Don't do that.
Matching pajama season. Exactly. Oh, niggas for the view with the matching pajamas.
These niggas don't have the Gengar hoodie. The Gengar onesie hoodie. Oh, what's going on?
Bruh, imagine, Bo is like 6'10". Even if he in matching pajamas with his girl. That's ridiculous.
Elf pajamas.
I can pull it off somehow.
I mean, that ain't gonna be showing.
Duh. Oh, but Double O and Cam, they won't talk about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, y'all didn't ask me yet.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Hydro.
Let this man go. I don't want
damn.
You got it.
No, we ain't seen you in a minute, so go ahead. Introduce yourself again. You know you new to us.
Not really.
Damn.
You knew. Not really. We don't know you ran these parts. Tell them who you are.
A God fearing man. That's all you need to know.
Boy. He lies.
You know, I've been getting money.
That's enough.
In fact, I didn't. You know, this is a good time to tell y'all about my.
Oh, you can. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Steve being the light skin. Go ahead, Hydro.
And you know, I came back in Japan. I said, you know what? I need to settle down. I need to make a family. So boom, I'm talking to this girl. You know, we hit it all great. Went on some dates. And, you know, I said, you know what? This might be the one. And that's just how it happened.
You making some Blackanese babies?
Something like that. Something like that. Ah, I need to start a clan.
Oh, a clan.
White hoods.
Oh, what the fuck? Not like this.
Yo.
What?
You better make some Japanese.
Oh, my God.
I need one around the world.
Around the world.
Be fruitful. Exactly. Multiply.
So it's just been crazy for me. I'm just going to take over your pod for a little bit. You know, I think I deserve it from being a good person. But yeah.
Well, not being here for the last 6 months. What happened?
Yeah, and don't question me again.
You didn't even sign up for the Elfster.
Or what?
You didn't even sign up for the Elfster. Where you been?
Because I've been living life, bro.
He saw me when I sent out the message, and he ignored it. So
no, I did not. No, I didn't. You talking about my email?
I didn't send it to you.
No, confession. You did not send it to me. That means you didn't want me to get none for Christmas.
I removed you because you didn't respond when I asked.
But it's cool. We ball though. We ball. That's
okay.
Cool.
All right then. Get something for everybody in the pod then.
Christmas I don't want that cars. Responsibility on y'all.
Oh no. You can do it.
I just bought me the Gengar piece. Crazy.
I knew it. He got the kindergarten Gengar pajamas. Let's go.
No. He got an iced out Gengar.
Yo, I got the Gengar piece around my neck, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's we on bigger and better things. I made two beautiful turkeys. I mean, that bird was fucking good, bro. I'm telling you. I basted that shit for like a day. Loki wanted to do it for 2 days, but I forgot to take it out. So I made some yams, some southern corn. I made some stuffing. I made some pork, some ham, you know, because we need that swine. And what else I made? You know, add some apple pie, you know, and some collard greens too. You can't have. Oh, yeah. And I seen somebody said some bullshit about y'all on Thanksgiving episode. Like, something offended me. I caught a clip of it. Somebody had a bad take on there. I'll get back to that one.
How bananas suck. Bananas are the worst fruit in the world. It's bottom tier. How cantaloupe and mango and anything else is better than fucking bananas.
Right. You need to stop smoking drugs.
Bananas taste like ass.
Shit.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't like cantaloupe, but bananas are worse than that.
But I am a man of banana pie or
banana
pudding without the bananas, but keep the wafers in.
It's not banana pudding.
Get that nasty shit off my table.
If it doesn't have bananas in it, it's not banana pudding, bro. Point blank. Cookie period. Man.
That's kind of crazy because I think you said you like chitlins.
You said I don't like chitlins. Niggas just lying for no reason.
No, you got the wrong person.
Wherever he is, get that nigga the fuck out of here.
So Kat said he specifically likes chitlins from a particular family member who knows how to make it well.
Okay, oh, fair, no.
Yeah, and that's it. If they're not making it, he's not eating it.
Free my people.
Yeah, hang that nigga now with the chitlins. Wow. Hang him with the chitlins. That is the rope. Nasty shit.
But shit, all I did was just clean up all day while the shit baked. woke up at like 4 a.m, cooked everything. So before it got hot out here, was playing music through the speakers. You know, that's pretty about it. And when I went to my brother's house and had a little food, even though I'm like, I was on antisocial time, so I just left real quick. You know, let's say like an hour or two. That's about it. Okay. You know, Thanksgiving hit different when you made your own food and you got your own place.
Big flex, big flex, big flex.
Oh, a new challenger approaches. What up, kid?
Yo, what's good?
Is that the chitlin man himself?
That is the chitlin.
That is the chitlin man.
Did not have chitlins this Thanksgiving. Relax.
We were just talking about that. Somebody said they like chitlins here, and I'm like, oh shit.
From a particular person who cooks it.
Unfortunately, that person has passed away. So yeah, no longer. It's all good. It's no longer a viable option unless somebody in my family can cook it the way that she does. I'm gonna be cautious around them motherfuckers from this point forward. Like, that's all I'm gonna say.
For sure. For sure.
Disgusting. You guys are sick.
You niggas. So who?
As long as we all can agree, pumpkin pie is trash.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's pretty universal.
So who's next?
I don't mean to interrupt. Anytime someone mentions pumpkin pie, I think about that Bernie Mac joke. Like every single
time. I don't know pumpkin pie.
And low-key peach cobbler.
What?
Whoa, easy on peach cobbler.
I can't have your side on that.
All I'm saying is I just eat the crust and that's it. That's it.
I highly disagree.
Yeah, I
just rimming the cobbler.
Hey, you know what the crazy part is? Hey, put the camera on me. Put the center on me.
ISO on Hydro.
Hey,
for what? You gonna turn your camera on?
Y'all niggas,
what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of this? You got the camera off. Camera off.
Hey, you niggas. And niggas are on limited time. Y'all grannies, they're not passing the recipe downs, and y'all got 30-year-old grandmas that's going to the club on Thanksgiving. Look up some recipes and y'all save them, please.
All right, Ice.
Limited time, please. It's crazy. We need to save the recipe.
Y'all just worry about how to grill. Y'all just worry about getting that done. I don't say it's easy. Y'all need to be having the correct shoes.
All these young niggas do is just smoke hookah and just be in the living room waiting for the food. They don't know how to cook.
Y'all don't be knowing how to make your own dry rubs.
I'll admit I don't know how to make my own dry rub. I'm not that advanced yet.
Low and slow, have the meat falling off the bone.
I'm
good over here.
I'm straight over here for the most part.
Yeah, I put it like this. As long as you're cooking, you got BBQ sauce, that's the bare minimum.
Absolutely. Oh, if you have to put barbecue sauce on some of the meat, you're going to jail. If you got
I've seen it. I'm not saying I do it.
No. If you make your own homemade sauce, it's different.
Fair enough. How was your...
Because people just act like you can't have barbecue sauce.
I low-key judge people that go off of Thanksgiving food. I'm sorry, I just had to get that out there.
How was your Thanksgiving, Cameron?
Well, since you asked, hi, Yella. My Thanksgiving was
dressed up on X.com. What's that about?
X.com is crazy.
Yeah.
I told y'all I was getting dressed to make my way over to somebody's house to go turn the plate upside down in the trash.
Are you speaking figuratively or what?
I went to more than one place for Thanksgiving, and
must be nice.
I had greens more than once, and I had a little bit of greens at one place, and it was all about gone. And I managed to scavenge what I can to make me something. And I don't understand why those greens was gone.
That shit was hidden. You just missed out.
They're like, negative.
You know, motherfuckers got their backup plate on the way out. Now, here's the real question. What time did everybody eat?
They actually started at around about 2-ish, 3-ish.
Yeah, I'm breaking that tradition. We eating at noon, no cap.
Oh,
maybe
no.
10 o'clock.
No, because if you say we eating at 12 and we eat at 12, I ain't gonna trust not a fucking thing that come out their kitchen.
That's a fact.
Like if you, that's, you got to see borderline.
Early, yeah,
yeah, you got to be borderline hangry. Like they tell you to, but definitely show up at 5.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep.
Because then that way everything is good.
If the dinner starts on, yeah. If it starts on time, you can't trust it. You can't trust it. If they say that it starts at 2 and it actually starts at 2, nah.
At 2?
Nah.
Yes. Bro, no. My mom sat there with a straight face at 12 o'clock and said, food is going to be ready at 3. I said, you're going to sit here and lie to me.
Yeah,
right. Like, I called her a liar. Right in her. I'm like, it's 12 o'clock. And you said it's going to be done by 3. I said, you're a liar. And of course, we get there. And the food was not ready until 6. We didn't pray until 6:45. I was so mad. I was so mad. I was
like, 6 hours later? Oh, bro. 3 hours later. 3 hours later.
Bro, she told me at noon that it was gonna be ready at 3.
It was ready at 7, bro.
Steve, you too grown to fall for shit like that.
My turkey.
You got your own kids.
My turkey was falling off the bone and shit. I was like, all right, I'm gonna just put it on keep warm until my turkey was dry by the time we prayed. I was so mad. I was like, God damn it!
Listen, you too grown to be falling for that.
You definitely should have known that shit wasn't happening. At 3,
absolutely.
At 5 o'clock, I called the police. I asked him to come do a courtesy check. I was like, please go do it. My mom must be dead because there's no way this food ain't ready.
Demani help. No, because I showed up late and I ain't even necessarily even have no reason to show up late. I just was kind of moving at my own pace. And I got there and they, you know, just a chit chatting. And my family is so weird because we've gotten to a awkward point. Like they're either like, we don't have like any age in betweens. Like we either have like the older generation or we have like, I guess around my age and a few younger, but we don't even have like any in betweens. Like, It's so odd because I know people be having like they kids and all that stuff running around. Now all you hear is a whole bunch of goddamns because they watching the game and a whole bunch of bones just popping and cracking. They cold. Goddamn.
Can I ask y'all a real question? Do y'all actually sit down for like at the table for Thanksgiving or y'all just get plates and just go around the TV?
Just go around the TV.
We got a table facing the TV. Yeah.
It depends.
We just sit everywhere.
Yeah.
We got bar top tables.
Legitimate table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom has the house, if that makes sense. Like she always was the one that would have the events at her house. So it'll be like 40, 50 people at her house. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. She's like the house. And I think that's going to get passed down to me, which I hope not, but I think it's getting passed down to me.
Mm. That's good, bro. I mean, you think about it, because housing is fucking high these days.
I don't want to have the house. I don't want 40 people.
You got to be the host, bro. Nah,
well, man. Who going to come all the way out there?
Oh, yeah.
You act like my mom don't live 2 streets over.
<They're> like, he was real close.
They already close.
Oh, that's right. With the exception of your younger brother and sister, I guess.
My sister lives in Richardson. And then my little brother actually just moved back in with my mom. So, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad he's not over in Europe.
y'all don't know, my little brother played basketball overseas and shit like that. So, anyways,
I'm just about to bang. I'm not being held hostage nowhere.
Did y'all see that auntie or uncle y'all beefing with every year?
Nah,
we were pretty cool actually.
I don't have aunts and uncles that I beef with.
Me either.
Now cousins, that's different.
That's wild. That's wild to have cousins that you beefing with at Thanksgiving. Did any of y'all do the cousin walk?
Hell, that.
Yes.
What the hell, man?
Hold on. Let me talk about my Thanksgiving, right? So,
okay.
We went. It was, I don't know why Alexa just randomly came on. So it was small. We went to my mother-in-law's house. So it was me, my wife, my sibling-in-law, and their partner. So we were all chilling, hanging out. My mother-in-law had recorded the Thanksgiving Day parade earlier so we could see it for Thanksgiving because we weren't going to sit there and watch a football game. The only person who was really interested in doing that was one person. So we weren't going to do that. So we saw the parade in the background, like not literally like seeing it, like it was in the background. We were talking and eating. Turkey was the way that Steve's turkey was going to turn out if he didn't have to wait 4 hours. So juicy turkey. The dressing was amazing. Really good. We had really good like a garlic mash with string beans, gravy. I'm trying to think, am I missing? My fucking mouth started watering. So all of it was really good. So we kept it like a little small as far as like what was being done because it wasn't a big thing. And then we just had some beers on the side. We had my mother-in-law actually made cocktails herself, which were like, she let fruit.
I was drinking.
Bro, she let fruit stay in liquor, okay, like for a couple hours. So she has like garnished the cocktails with those fruits. And my smart ass was like, oh yeah, let me, like the drink is amazing. It tastes really good. Let me leave the fruit for last. Bro, each of those pieces of fruit that I took were like a shot. And I was like, yo, what are you doing to me?
It's been soaking all day.
Yo,
and she did that right though.
He was getting worked over.
Yo, she definitely did. So the funny part was, so my sibling-in-law's partner looked at me when they had first came in. He waited like 10 minutes and he was like, yo, bro, is there anything, you know, here that y'all are missing? Like, we can go and, you know, real quick, let's just go to the supermarket real quick. And I was like, yeah, you know. And, like, he flashed, like, two rolled up. And he was like over everybody's head. Like, only I could see it because I'm the one facing him. And I was like, yeah, we need ice. And he's like, all right, bet we'll get some ice, some beers. All right. Let's go. And the moment we stepped out, we're like, yo, cousin walk.
Bro, I had recently just saw a TikTok. I sent it to you just now, Double Up, as you talking about the cousin walk. Yeah. And it was like, it's that one uncle that be hating on you. And it was like, all right, we about to go to the store real quick. And the uncle go, which store? Because they all closed in 5 minutes. And you lied.
You're like, yo, shut your ass up, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was funny. He's like, Charlie closed at 6:30 today. He's like, no, I just called Charlie. They close at 5. He's like,
oh no, that's
he's like, we about to go smoke. How about that?
Like, shut the fuck up.
But the funny thing is too, like, it was perfect. Cause when we came back, like when we came back from the walk, was when the food was done. So it was like, yo, coming back, nice little smoke session. And then you're like, oh, I feel the munchies coming on. And we got the food ready. Mm-hmm. Beautiful combo.
Perfect time.
And crossfaded with the beard. With the beer later. Yeah. Oh, it was good times. Good times.
I remember when Bo was crossfaded one day.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
was one of the best streams.
Lost him ever. to the great beyond.
Best birthday stream ever.
Man, got the eyes got low, head starts sinking. It was like, Bo, you with us? He was not with us. He indeed was not with us, guys. He was not right. with us.
So I want to ask the question since we're in that middle zone now. Technically, it's okay for you to put your Christmas tree up, but also you need to throw away your leftovers. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, leftovers was done already.
To talk about my Thanksgiving. Damn.
Oh, Kat, go ahead.
My fault, y'all. But yes, my Thanksgiving was actually kind of interesting, at least getting there. If y'all don't know, I actually flew into Nashville to drive down to Huntsville because flying into Alabama this time of year was absolutely fucking ridiculous. I've also learned that American Airlines is absolute 100% trash. But I see I didn't book the flights, but still, this is what ended up happening. So I left Newport News to the Richmond airport because it was cheaper to fly out of there at around 6. You know, flight's supposed to be leaving at around, like, you know, 7:30 or so, something like that. Flight got delayed. Okay. Then I get another message saying it got delayed again. Okay, I'm supposed to be getting this connecting flight, which is, like, almost a red eye. Can we, you know, what's going on? Apparently, they were saying that there was, like, weather issues. Now, I'm like, well, the weather in Charlotte is fine. The weather in Tennessee is fine, and maybe you ran into some weather on the way here, I guess, but you know, Richmond at the time, it wasn't like pouring rain, it was just drizzling, so it's like, that's not enough for it to be, you know, weather issues, but okay, whatever, fine. I get to the Charlotte airport to catch my connecting flight, and tell me why I literally get to my connecting flight with 5 minutes to spare, literally 5 minutes before that thing takes off. So, yeah, I'm sitting here like, boy, if this flight got any delayed any longer, I would have missed my flight. Got there, got to, we flew to Nashville, you know, rented a car and whatnot. My brother drove down to Huntsville, where we stayed at the hotel and whatnot. This is the first time that this ever happened to me at Thanksgiving. We didn't get up until like 11:15 just because we were so tired. Well, part of that was because we didn't get to the hotel until about 2. But still, you know, I'm thinking like I'm gonna be up by at least, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock. That did not happen. We didn't get up until 11:15, which is 12 o'clock our time. So yeah, we were like, damn, we late. But we got dressed, got ready. Of course, there's no store open, but Piggly Wiggly, which we found a random Piggly Wiggly in Ardmore, Alabama / Tennessee, where my aunt lives, that was open. So we went there, got a few drinks. You know, had Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner was fine. You know, had fried turkey. That shit was buzzing. We had rice with giblet gravy. The giblet gravy was kind of spicy because my cousin actually cooked it. So, but still, it was good.
Talk about that, kid. I tried giblet gravy just because of you, and it was all right. But go ahead.
Okay. Good. I wanted to be sure it was all right. We also did, you know, the collard greens with chopped turkey neck, and my cousin didn't use slap your mama. He used some sort of pepper seasoning, which, you know, gave the greens a kick. Mac and cheese, of course. There was a sweet potato casserole that was there, which was interesting. It was still good. It was just interesting. Of course, the stuffing was good. The potato salad was good, and they actually made a potato salad with deviled eggs, so that one was really hidden. I'm trying to think. There was no field peas, thank God, because I would have been like, hell no. And I'm trying to think of everything, but I think I got the majority of stuff that we had. Of course, everything was just good. Everything hit right. My cousin hit. She made a Hennessy punch, which absolutely 100% like had me lit for the rest of the night, because I not only had that, but I also had a Reds ale on top of that. So I was crossfading my dad. So like, damn, well, I'm off. I'm off lick and I'm off ale. All right, well, I'll see how this night's gonna turn out. And then, you know, my family's a sports family, so we was all watching football in between there. And then Friday night we had game night. So we did this game called Catchphrase, which is almost like Taboo, except you can actually use gestures and you can say words that are related to the word. You just, of course, can't say the word or part of the word or rhymes with something that rhymes with the word or like the first letter starts with this. But it's like hot potato. So if the buzzer goes off while we're passing the, you know, the thing around, then you know, you honestly, you get the team who does not have the little device that we play catchphrase with will get a point and then has a chance to steal the actual other point. But it was a fun game. And then, of course, we did phase 10, which I love that game, but I can't stand fucking phase 10 sometimes. We wanted to play a game where we knew that the rules were established because we knew that Uno has different rules depending on who playing, and spades can get really, really, really competitive. So we just stuck with phase 10, which was a very neutral game. My family is very, very competitive when it comes to these games. And I mean, extremely competitive. So we were like, hey, let's choose the neutral game. Now, last year I won phase 10. This year we didn't get a chance to finish it because it got too long. But my cousin's wife, she got to phase 9 while I was stuck in phase 6, and I was heated because I was stuck in one phase like for all eternity. But thankfully, you know, it was still a good time. The flight back was terrible again because flight got delayed. You know, we went to Nashville, we went around, my brother showed us around what Tennessee State looks like now, because it's been years since I've been up there. Of course, we went to Meharry and Fisk, which are literally right across the street from each other. Like, literally, if you've never been to
Jefferson Street.
Yep. If you've never been to Tennessee State, Fisk or Meharry, like, they're literally within a block within each other. I went there, you know, took a few pictures. Then, of course, we went to the airport. Now, my flight supposed to leave at 8:50. My mom and my brother's flight leaves at 7:30, which I was wondering, well, why didn't I just hop on? You know, why didn't we have the same flight going out? But no matter, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get, you know, back home late anyway because it's probably cheaper. Flight got delayed again. And then it got delayed again. And then I got delayed a third time. Thankfully, my connecting flight also got delayed. But I didn't end up leaving Nashville Airport until about 10:30. And then I got to I got back to Charlotte roughly on around like 12:45-ish, and then I was able to make the connecting flight, but I did not get home until about 4 a.m. So, yeah, American, nah, I'm not doing that again because it literally was like, yo, okay. The moment they kept delaying the flight, and I'm in the airport for damn near 5 hours, and I'm in the air, you know, with less time, but I'm just literally in an airport for the majority of the night, and I'm just like, I just want to go home. I just want to go home at this point, but yeah, thankfully I got home safely, but still it was a rough ride. Thanksgiving was cool, but yeah, I'm never flying American again.
I feel that. For me, short and sweet, because I didn't talk about mine. Super quick. You know me, I'm never going to take all day. Banana pudding. I thought I was not going to get any banana pudding this year. Turns out I got to the crib. There was banana pudding there. My whole day was made, and I was happy. That's it. End of story. That's how my Thanksgiving.
You deserve better.
Fuck you, Steve.
You deserve better. Deserve better.
God love you.
Bananas taste like toe jam.
Hey, all right. I have no problem with that.
This nigga is the foot hosher. I forgot. So once again, we're in that period where you got to throw away your leftovers, but you can put your Christmas tree up. And everybody knows when you do these family gatherings, you got to play a game, and it's got to be fucking Uno at the family dinner table. So let's go ahead and set the rules now. Let's talk about it, y'all. Let's start a big ass
party. Are they cleaned you up, Steve?
Ain't nobody cleaned me up.
I seen that tweet.
Nah, dumb niggas. The Uno people actually made all their rules.
And they everybody was wrong. Was all like, they don't know their own rules.
How they going to know their own rules?
Real quick. Okay. How does everybody play Uno? just real
depends. Quick. If you're playing for money, you're playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we playing for money, it ain't no fucking, you're not finna doubles do all that and triples. Stacking shit. We're not finna make you pool until I go. Nah, we playing for money. Nigga,
that's by the Uno rules. Yeah. Now,
also, keep in mind, the regular Uno rules have also changed over the years as well.
That's because true.
I did not realize that you could challenge a draw four if that person who put it down does not have the color they called out.
You can challenge a draw four.
Yep. Yeah,
you can challenge a draw four now. Yep. So
when I was a little kid, my counselor did that shit in therapy, and I was like, "Nigga, you can't do that."
Wait. You about to get me back in therapy?
How do you challenge a draw four?
So if the person
you're only supposed to do a wild or a draw, okay, go ahead, kid. My bad.
No, I was gonna say, when you put the draw four, you know, you're supposed to call the color that you actually have. If you don't call the color. Or you call a color that you do not have, the person who you gave the draw four to has the right to challenge and be like, hey, you don't have that color. If it turns out that they don't have that color, the person who put down the draw four has to pick up four themselves.
That doesn't make any sense to me. That's dumb.
Because you're only doing
you're only doing it to
also, how do they know you don't have it?
Because they have to do it. See, that's part of the strategy because they get to look at your hand.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those things where I challenge the draw four, and maybe you called the right color, and I have to pick up four, but now I know what you got.
Well, you don't look at the whole hand.
Well, no. Yeah, someone could just flip a card. Yeah, they could be like, oh, here's the proof.
Oh, you got it's just like, okay.
And then not only that though, you're not even supposed to do that if let's say that you actually have blue cards in your hand, but Rob is on Uno. And I decide to play a draw four and be like, oh, no, you got to switch over to green. But the cards were blue. Technically, that's illegal. That's cheating, too, because you have blue card. You have a bunch of blue cards.
In what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't. You're not supposed to technically, quote unquote, just be throwing draw fours just to make people draw four. It's supposed to actually be.
Where's the fun in that? That's not even fun. You both the fuck them with.
So in other words, you can make the person who throws Uno, you can make them draw four, but you can't force them. You can't really call a color that you don't have just because they have that particular color.
Yeah, because I mean,
gonna get you the least amount of cards in your hand.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, like how you said. Like, what's the fun in that? But that's what it's supposed to be, a strategy game. But it turned into black people just fucking. You know how we do. We want to fuck niggas over at the table. But in reality, it's supposed to be a strategy game. Like, you're supposed to strategically play
your challenge shit, draw four and shit.
The other thing too was there was no, in the original, there is no putting draws on draws. Like, if someone throws a draw card, you got to draw the cards. And then it's the next person's turn.
Yeah.
Two on a four?
Nah. Put draws on draws.
Can't even stack.
Yeah, because some people do that thing too. Like if I go draw two to Rob, then Rob
got to pick up two.
So now Cam got to draw four.
Yeah, or guns on guns. That's what that rule is called.
Yeah.
Nah, if somebody puts down.
They got so many fucking rules.
A draw two, and I have one in my hand, I'm putting down that fucking thing as well.
Guns on guns. That's what I know that rule is called.
Down too. Yeah. If I see a draw two out there rules. And I have one in my hand, I'm putting down that draw two. And the person next to me is going to have to draw four unless they also have a fucking draw two.
Niggas, that's what my question always, whenever someone brings up Uno, I'm just like, there's two versions. There's definitely home rules, and then there's the regular version because
it's not boring. It's strategy.
No, it's not. No. It's not boring. Play for money. Trust me, it is not boring.
Y'all play Uno from? I've never heard of that.
Hell yeah!
My whole family put on Cash App, and they be like $2, and everybody have a two on their screen. They put it on the table, and then we just play. Yeah,
I never heard of nobody playing Uno for money. Damn,
bro, man. We do that shit. My son, one time, he tried to give everybody their money back. I said, "Fuck that!" I was like, "There's no money. You want fuck them?" Yeah,
bro.
All right. So, what's the one rule that should be, since we just talking shit now about Uno, what's the rule that y'all feel like everybody should play?
The one rule that everybody should play?
Yeah, one way that should play.
Yeah, like if there's a four, say that the four is blue or red. Like if that four is already down there and I have a yellow four or a green four, I can put down that four as well, right?
Yeah, I think you can do that. That's just changing the color. But
you got to match the color or the number.
Yeah, but some people do the runs thing.
If I got two fours, if I got
that's number stacking.
Two fours, if I got two fours, I'm putting both fours down because it's the same number.
Yeah, you can do that.
No.
Steve saying no.
You can't. Well, I mean, yes, at my house, sure. I don't care. But I'm just doing devil's advocate with the actual rules. You're not supposed to be able to do stacking. Stacking is not a thing either.
I
think stacking colors is trash.
Stacking colors, yeah.
It is. That's trash.
Let's talk about it.
We can get into this shit come dream come.
Just red. Like if there's a red down, you just throw red.
Yeah, that's how you play, right? I mean,
Stacking. Stacking, though.
No, we just talking like if there's like a, I don't know, if it's just a random seven, and then I throw on like a nine, a five, and a six.
Because it's red?
Red. That's horrible.
Okay,
who plays that way?
I don't know. That's trash. You pick up the whole stack.
Right. Exactly. Now, has anybody played Number Train?
Bro, that's what I talked about on Twitter. That is horrendous. If you have a four, five, or six in your hand, and they're all not the same color. No, you can't play those fucking numbers.
Like you really can't. I hate Number Train. Like that's why. I can do stacks, but I cannot stand Number Train because it's just like the trains, that makes it doesn't make the game fun at all. It makes it quick.
That shit is ass, bro. That shit gotta go. I'm like, you have a 1, 2, 3, 4 in your hand, and you can play all of them at the same time. Like, no, hell no. Yeah, that's trash.
I
don't like the pool until you get a card you can play.
Either. I hate that shit too.
I hate kind of you draw once and you keep it moving.
If you one time. Mm-hmm. If you don't got it, you just go on to the next person.
Yeah, we're not doing that shit.
Yeah, that's ass. I don't like people who play.
I do stacking numbers and whatnot, and then sometimes we'll do stack draw twos and stack draw fours. I don't like stacking skips.
Yeah, guns on guns.
I'm like, if you skip that one person, if that next person, if the person other plays a skip, like the normal rules, that's fine, but I hate it when you if you playing with
skip,
and then it's back to me. Okay, I get to go again. No, fuck all that.
Well, you just gonna be ready to fight,
or be like reverse to me, reverse to you, reverse to him, reverse back to me.
Reverse is
really
good. Yeah.
You're like what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nah. Okay.
The one thing that I used to hate too was with stacking. I used to do this thing where I only had one green, one blue, but the color was already yellow, and I got multiple yellows. So I have green, a blue, and a yellow seven. So I'll just play a green seven, change the color again to a blue seven, and then put the yellow back on top. So that way the colors stay the same.
That's how you end up in someone else's hand.
I get it, but it's like it's like you get numbers out your hands and stuff.
If you like it. I'm like, in playing, this is how people end up finding out that I used to play for money, because I do that. I make sure, I'll after a while, I'll be like, you got nothing but reds. And they're like, how the fuck? And I'm like, because I made it that way.
Diabolical.
Yeah, tactical. Then after they figure out that I played for money, they're just like, no, we can't play with you.
whatever gets you packed up and out of here.
Yeah, I'll be back from the table real quick.
I don't even know niggas played that shit for money. I've never
heard
of that.
We fist to get some reverses. You're going to get a draw four. And then we fist to change the color to whatever it's going to get me to get to Uno. And don't let us play the other Uno where you be adding rules, because baby, you fist to take 42.
That's just the worst.
You fist to take 42.
Draw half the deck.
The one where you can write on the card.
That shit is ass.
But it's so crazy for people to say it's ass, considering how much Uno has changed and transformed from its original. Purpose, and it's just like with this one, it's like now you actually do kind of have free reign outside of the basic, and it's like now you can actually put the shit that you was doing outside of Uno into actual play. So it's not too far out from what Uno is now, even without, you know, with those extra cards or whatever.
As far as Uno iteration, I like Flip. Like Uno Flip is fire.
What's Flip? Mm-hmm.
So Flip is I just bought Flip. I have yet to play it, but
Flip is fire. So like Flip has is like you have a hand, it has one extra card, which is the Flip card. So on both sides, there is no like Uno side card in the sense of like the, you know how like it has just the Uno logo on the regular cards, yeah, you know, one side. So you have you essentially have cards on both sides. So when the Flip card comes, you have to flip your hand to the other side. So sometimes you'll have like your main hand might be crap, but if you look at the other side, your other the flip side might be a fire hand. So you're just waiting to either flip your hand yourself or waiting for someone else to flip. So whenever someone puts out the flip card, everybody's hand flips.
Okay. I haven't played that one. I only play Uno Attack. That's the only one.
What the fuck is that?
So Uno Attack.
That's the one where it's like the little machine.
Go ahead. Steve,
the little machine.
Oh, Steve, it's the one with the machine. And I know I heard Cam say something, but
no,
it's when you got the little machine and you press the button. So if you got to draw a card or whatever, you press the button, and then it'll spit out like one card.
Oh damn!
Yeah, if you do it like just on a certain time, if you press it like 15 to spit out the machine.
Hell no!
So Uno Attack is
one card. Okay.
Yeah, that shit is annoying as fuck. But go ahead, Karen.
I was gonna say, since we on the topic of games that will get a table flip, how serious is Monopoly in your household?
I haven't played Monopoly in years. I
can't not very serious, at least not anymore.
Yeah, when we play it on like a computer or something like that, like where we can pass the controller. That way, we ain't even got no board and all that extra shit.
Yeah, I just got it on
broke
the
and struggling.
I'm trying to leave niggas broke and struggling.
You fist to pay on every single goddamn motherfucking one you land on. Give my money. I don't care if your kids got to eat. Boy, they can eat air.
So one of the things, at least in college, when we used to play Monopoly, like if I land on your property, but you don't say pay me, and it moves on to the next person, then you lost the opportunity for me to pay you. So like you always have, we always be like, if you land on my property, I always have to say, hey, pay me.
Pay me.
And then at that point, that's when I'll get paid. Otherwise, if I miss it, I miss it.
No.
He said no.
No.
Hey, I mean, that's your responsibility. It's your property. So you got to let me know if I got to pay you or not. Because otherwise, I'm going to be like, oh, here's the dice and go on to the next person. But this is what we used to do in college. Like, again, it was to make us to be alert to the game. But no, I could be in mid-conversation talking to somebody and then or talking to the dude I'm playing against about some random shit and somebody land on my property and I'd be like, pay me, and then keep the conversation going. I used to always do that. We could be talking about girls. Like, oh, yeah, you saw that one girl the other day? Yeah, boy, she was fine as hell. Pay me. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, did you get that? Like, that's how we used to do it.
What's the worst fallout y'all done had behind like Uno and Monopoly? Because them games get serious. What's the worst fallout y'all done had behind it?
Random thing, because I've been listening to the Will Smith book thing. So apparently Will Smith is the only one that was competitive in his house. So they play a Monopoly, and like he had the little blue shits with the hotels on them, and then he Jada Pinkett was gonna land on it on the next thing, and she was all like, he basically was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, if you roll a 6 or 8, you're gonna have to pay me. And he said 6, and then he was like talking about how like it's the most common dice thing to be rolled and shit. And Jada told him, she was like, so you're going to build a hotel so the next time I will have to be out of the game on Christmas Eve? And he was like, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying, because he competitive. And she was just trying to spend family time. Apparently, that shit started a big ass fight with them two niggas. And I was just thinking, when you just said that, I'm like, yeah, is it that serious to do that shit on the holidays or what? Because I know the holidays is coming up. And for Monopoly, I'm just like that. I'm hella competitive. and I really don't care if I ruin the day at all. Like, I really do. I don't give a fuck if the day is ruined or not. Like,
all right.
No, facts.
No, definitely got some getting some niggas upset. But that ain't my problem. That ain't my problem, Big Clay.
I think the worst thing I do is because my son is a crier when he lose, and I be beating that nigga, even though he cries. Like, I
got to build that character, man. Yep, I just say you got to build
that character. That nigga does not, like, you think, like, after a while people would stop crying, you know what I'm saying? But it's just every time. He's 10 years old, he still cry when he lose. The character has not been built yet. But it's okay. But it's okay. We'll get there. I'm not gonna let this nigga win.
Yeah, don't let that because if that shit happen like at school or something with like his friends, he start crying, they gonna roast the shit out of that nigga.
Yep.
Yep. You better get over it quick because as you said, get to high school. And he cried because he lost it. Gonna look at you like, man, nigga, grow a pair, like grow up,
right?
He not gonna care. I'm telling you.
And now Steve's sitting up here fighting with folks, parents.
Facts, yes.
All right, my son may not be the fighter, but listen, me on the other
hand, I get down with the get down.
Listen, no, but it's Davies braids.
These aren't braids. These are locks. Okay. How rude.
You put your hand on your head.
Wow.
She tried you, bro. She tried you.
Go ahead, anybody else.
So I was gonna say with Monopoly, and I am putting up the avatar. But I'm like Monopoly wise, so both my uncle and my father super competitive with Monopoly, right? So there was a year where literally, like, they were in the middle of, so the other thing too is that, so they know how to really play Monopoly, so like they will talk to players across the board and, you know, kind of like try to make a deal for properties and stuff. So my dad loves to just like rain on my uncle's parade. Like, that's his goal in the game. He's like, I'm gonna get you mad. And it got to a point, I don't think he had Boardwalk, like that, the real expensive one. But he did have, so his strategy tends to not be that. Like, a lot of people's very basic strategy, oh, let me get the 2-3 blue ones, and like I'll just build on that and like whatever. No, my father will like pick up whatever he can on the way, and he'll build stuff early on like the low end properties, because that'll hem you up quick. But then he ended up making a deal with one of my other uncles for the last piece of a railroad. And when my other uncle was like, oh, yeah, all right, bet, like, I'll make that deal. So my other uncle, who was the one who was really competitive with my father, was like, are you serious? You just really give him that? He's like, yo, he has control of, like, those 4 points and these little hotels on these bullshit-ass little low, you know, like, low-priced things. Like, you just gave him essentially control of the board. And he flipped the board.
He
flipped it, and in flipping the board, like, it went dead silence, and then you just heard like the little houses and stuff like hit the floor like clink 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 clink, and like, and the thing is, like, my father stood up when that happened and like had like this big ass smile on his face. He was like, I don't give a
damn.
He was like, I don't care what happens after this. He's like, I won. You flipped this shit.
Bro. Yeah. That reminds me of, did y'all ever watch that Pixar shit where that old dude was playing chess with himself? Like, he's playing, it's like a Pixar short. And it was before Toy Story, I think, on one of them. But anyway, the old man is playing chess. And then he walk around the table and he play chess again with himself. And he keep going back and forth until a point where they don't even like show him moving anymore. It just made him look like he two different characters. And he fucking flipped the table over when he was getting his ass whooped.
Damn.
Oh, man, nobody knows that. I feel like I'm just by myself on the island right now. All right, cool. Let's go to the next one, guys. Go ahead, guys.
My boy is holding on strong by himself. But man, listen, I done said a few things behind some damn Uno. And don't let me be high playing Uno. I don't care. I don't even care anymore. I'm just trying to make the color stop moving. So you just gonna get whatever I give you. Because I mean, what was it last year we were playing Uno? I don't know what happened. I just threw my cards down and left.
Damn.
I just threw my cards down. I was like, listen, because I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't like it.
And that's when I went and found Steve, gave him his damn drink, and went to my car. And apparently everybody thought I was gone. No, I was in that car sleeping. Yeah, we definitely
thought your ass was gone.
Wait,
and didn't even try to look for me.
It was a dream car.
Dream car last year.
I did try to look. I did try to look for you. They was all like, "She left."
We thought you left, Cam. We were like, "Yo,
I thought she left too."
Literally, I was like, "Where is Cam at?" And then they was like, "She left." I was like, "Oh, okay, cool."
But she was. She was asleep the whole time.
Bo literally was nothing. Bo called you. Bo was the one that called you.
Bro, she was in the car, knocked the fuck out. G,
it sure was. I woke up, everybody gone. Street just damn near clear.
The street was clear when you woke up.
Listen, like, street well, just I clear.
I guess I'm gonna just take my ass back to my home.
Right? Tell me, listen, said I'm gone on home because I wasn't too far from home. So I was like, well,
oh, okay. Oh yeah, it was.
I was good. Like, it well, was street just clear. Everybody gone. Damn, and I was like, oh, okay. Ain't nobody check me. Ain't nobody call me. Nothing.
Bro, that shit was fun as hell last year, dude. Like, that shit was way better. It was way better last year than this year. I'm sorry.
Somebody should have got an Airbnb.
Somebody, Steve, bro. Rob, we should have thrown the y'all set. Got you? Money? You got Rob, more money than everybody Bo, on listen, this podcast.
Absolutely I not. I don't. Money. Listen, y'all gentlemen, put it together. Double O, go ahead, cancel your hotel. And y'all all get money together and then get this Airbnb. We can go ahead and get this Uno so we can break this pot up.
Damn.
They do have a Uno, virtual Uno. One day we should play that shit on Twitch or something.
Hey, like absolutely. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Start a big ass fight. While we're here, when is the Elfster draw?
The Elfster draw, if you guys, I guess, everybody make sure your goddamn shit is fucking turned in. Like, make sure addresses are on there, email addresses, because this seems to be what y'all struggle with every fucking year. I say put your addresses in email. Wait a minute. Why?
The dog said, who the fuck you talking to?
But you raise your voice at man.
Listen, Double O Dog always just be ready to tussle at odd hours of the night.
You mad at you?
No,
that's a fact.
You talking crazy to Double O just now?
You talking crazy to my owner? My owner, nigga?
Hey, my
not around here. Not bro. The fuck around here. But, just make sure y'all update your list. I know y'all can start sending gifts and stuff like that. Like I said, it is like a $30 minimum. If you happen to go minimum? Over that, that's fine. Maximum. Yeah. I mean, max. No, like a $30 max. I mean, if it ends up being you spend more than that on your person, that's fine. If it spends less than $30, that's fine. You do not have to, you know, spend $30. I'm just saying, like, that way you can at least get something, you know, decent. And then it gives people a bit more range when they doing their wish list. I know I got to do better on my wish list, because I be wanting practical shit, like fucking, you know, car chargers and socks, and I be wanting practical shit, because if I would be real, I want bills, but I still ain't figured out how to add yeah. that on to the list because that's definitely going to exceed $30.
Be like, cash at me the $30.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I won't even tell you. Tell nobody. I know who it is. So, yeah. So, just get that going. Keep putting stuff on those lists. And we are going to all get together to open our... we'll do it the 22nd. Yeah. Of December.
Oh yeah, I was wondering. I was like, because the question was, what was the date?
Yeah.
I was getting to it later.
No, because I have to remind y'all, because every time we do this, somebody forgets their address, or somebody doesn't put their email address, or somebody doesn't update their wish list. Like, I keep having to tell y'all, and we keep running into this same problem over and over. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd let y'all know. So the 22nd is where we're going to do it. I think maybe we should do a live. Maybe if everybody, we can do like a live or something and go ahead and, as usual, show our gifts. We'll say who we think our Secret Santa might be. And then at the end, we'll go ahead, everybody will reveal like who was actually who's Secret Santa.
Yep.
So that'll be how we'll roll. So yeah, just y'all can start looking. Y'all can start looking on lists. And again, if you get your gifts early, please just hold off. There is a feature on Elfster for y'all to say that, you know, that you've sent a person's gift or that you've received a gift without having to actually open it. So be sure and check that notification. So just in case somebody sends you something early, because we about to get straight up into the holiday season. So mail fits to be like fucking crazy. So it makes sense if people start sending shit early. Try not to send too late if you can avoid it. Gift cards are acceptable, whether that be through email or a physical one. But yeah, I'm hoping this will be a good one. And since Steve is big balling, he's gonna get something for each member of the
lie to these people, lie to these niggas, lie to them.
Why would I lie to them? This is
lie
what
to
told
them.
Me.
Go ahead. That's what that is.
Well, I'm gonna tell you guys the truth. He's going to get you guys each something.
Well,
because he got it, especially with his little old job.
Look at everybody wishes. I've been looking at every single one of y'all.
Appreciate it.
Nope, that's a lie. It's a lie, Hydro.
And nope, that's what's gonna happen. Hydro, if you trying to get into it, you need to let me know. I'll go ahead and add you back in because you did not answer.
It'll
do something. Because that's what ended up happening like last year when we added somebody at like the last minute or whatever.
No, because last year you added somebody, so then we had a kid, and then I bought kids some stuff, but the year before that, remember, you reshuffled it after people had already bought gifts and sent them to people. So it made it confusing. So I would say
my fault. This is all Hydro's fault, because Hydro looked at the fucking question when I asked.
You know what happened? Because I probably seen it, and I probably at work, and I'm like, okay, I'll put my name in later. That I just later never came.
And now here you are about to listen to us be in joy.
I have enough of that at home.
Oh, okay.
Well, then. What I missed.
And yeah, you big baller too, Hydro. You can make up for it and get us something off from the
I'm starting a family now. I can't do that.
Well,
I got a woman to provide for now.
What?
Speaking of, we haven't heard from Bo in a while because Bo been on the phone, caking on mute. Bro.
Right,
Bo,
what are you talking about?
Call Bo the Baker Man.
Bo the Baker Man.
I'm
straight.
He tell me do things I never do. I'm sprung. You got me.
I see.
Old Baker Man, you gonna try to? Oh, Steve, you better hurry up and figure out what you gonna do, cause Bo probably gonna have his girl. If they, you know what? I hope y'all make it till then, cause then she probably gonna be on there with him.
Sheesh.
You know, so Steve, you better actually have an actual legitimate plan. You can't just wing it this year.
Man, I'm gonna figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm dancing like
Well, you're gonna be like them little folks walking on them heels in Austin.
Listen here. All I'm saying.
Anybody is, have anything go?
What?
What?
Somebody wash machine going.
Wash machine.
What was you about to say?
Oh, that might be my dryer. My bad.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
His clothes.
I was with the love of my life at Disneyland, and I gotta tell you, I haven't. Steve can attest to it. He seen it.
Yeah, I saw it.
He saw it.
Well, I'm glad you found somebody who likes to go to Disney as much as you do.
Yes, I have. That's the best part. The best part, she's a breadwinner.
That's good. Speaking of Hydro, I'm gonna have to get with you because I'm trying to plan my little trip to Japan.
Oh my God.
What do you think? I've been wanting to go, but you know what? I'ma just have to do it on my own because when you try to include niggas,
you
niggas
know what? You got your passport. I'm
tired of it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got my passport.
That's a sacred place, and I got connects over there, so I need you to represent the pod correctly.
Like wait a minute. How did you go and rep the pod? Because we showed in here nothing. We ain't seen no pictures. You didn't even tell us about it.
Oh, say less. No. Say less. I'm gonna link you a whole thread. Hold on.
Okay. Uh-oh. And then you go ahead and you make a thread. But I don't know, guys.
No, it's already there.
It's for your viewing pleasure.
It's for your viewing pleasure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How long did you go for?
I was there for a week.
For a week? Do you think that was long enough? Because I was thinking about 10 days.
It wasn't. I want to go back. Because
I was thinking, okay, I'll check it. Because I was thinking.
No, check it now. Check it now.
Japan. Oh, Lord.
Check it now.
Half Japan and then fly over to South Korea. Like, because that's only a 3-hour flight. Which one did you put it in the private chat? Where you send it to us?
I could send it to either one.
Well, shit, how you gonna tell me to check it? And you know what?
You need to open your eyes.
My eyes aren't open. There's nothing here. Rap,
bro. Man, okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. You know what? Look, you know, count that yen in my hand. Count the yen.
Yeah.
I was balling over there.
Happy holidays,
guys. Yeah, we'll probably have a little Patreon something for y'all later of Hydro's trip to Japan. But yeah, so happy holidays. Next holidays we got coming up is Christmas and then my birthday, also New Year's. And be looking out for our other episodes and be looking out for that live special when we get ready to do the Secret Santa so we can look at each other's face as they get the things that we least wanted on our list. But, you know, it's fine. Keep a receipt.
Fair enough.
Later day.
Thank y'all for listening. Fuck everybody. Love Bo. Love
hey, wow. Y'all be blessed and be safe out here.
Yeah.